Stephen Woods was just 11 years old when he was first abused by a Catholic priest in the Victorian city of Ballarat. For the next 3.5 years, he would experience abuse at the hands of several officials, including notorious pedophile priest Gerald Ridsdale.
I, the youngest of 7 children, and the youngest 3 boys were all abused and molested and beaten. And violence was part of the retinue of of behaviour that these pedophiles perpetrated on all of us, and to silence you. And so you grew up believing that, and you were told, and I was told, that I was bad, I was evil, this is my fault. And the church has continued that treatment throughout the years.
Mr. Wood says while the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sex Abuse has been a long and arduous process, it has also helped many lift a tremendous burden. Now he remains hopeful the 189 recommendations listed in its final report will lead to some long overdue changes.
Now they know what to do. They've been given an outline of what to do. It's now up to the politicians to act. It's now up to politicians to show that leadership, that they won't allow this to happen again, that they'll give support to the hundreds of thousands of victims around Australia, and also to make sure that this never happens again.
The recommendations threaten to shake up centuries of religious tradition, particularly in the Catholic Church. Among them, that abuse allegations revealed in confession must be reported, and that celibacy among its clergy would become voluntary. These findings and more have been welcomed by Dr. Kathy Kesselman, the president of child abuse advocacy group Blue Knot Foundation.
More than 4,000 institutions have been named before the Royal Commission. So, I mean, this is systemic. And that's the thing that the Commission has done for this country. It's shown us that this is not just about individuals. This is about hierarchies and systems being complicit in crimes against children.
Many in the Catholic hierarchy, including Sydney Archbishop Anthony Fisher, say the church will look carefully at the recommendations.
This is a time for very serious self-examination, and I'll be looking very closely at whatever the Commission has said in this area, and where there are areas that we can change, I am ready to change. If that's appropriate.
But when pressed, Archbishop Fisher appeared to dismiss the sections recommending celibacy in the Catholic Church become voluntary, and that reporting information confided during confessional should be mandatory.
But I think the debates about celibacy will go on however people respond to this issue. We know very well that institutions who have celibate clergy and institutions that don't have celibate clergy both face this problem. On the question of confession, I think if young people are to be kept safe, focusing on something like confession is just a distraction. It is extremely rare, if ever, that a perpetrator comes and confesses this. On the rare occasion they did, it might be an opportunity to move them to report themselves. So killing off confession is not going to help anybody.
Melbourne's Catholic Archbishop Dennis Hart says the recommendations will be presented to the Holy See, but he also appeared sceptical about any changes regarding the seal of the confession.
I revere the law of the land and I trust it, but this is a sacred spiritual charge before God which I must honour, and I have to respect, try and do what I can do with both.
He went on to argue in favour of clergy remaining celibate.
I believe that there are real values in celibacy, but it's a difficult thing. It's some that a point, I think it's the Commission made, that not everyone can live up to. And we have to be sure in our training and introduction of young people for the priesthood that they understand what they're taking on, and if they can't be really motivated, really sure and really helped, then it's better that they not go forward.
The report also recommends candidates for religious ministry should undergo external psychological testing, including psychosexual assessment. But in the midst of it all, abuse survivors are still waiting for a $4 billion redress scheme to be put in place years after the Commission first recommended it. Leonie Sheedy from advocacy group Care Leavers Australia Network told the ABC the time for action is now.
They've had 5 years' notice. All those churches and charities and state governments, the time is up. Go and tell the Prime Minister that you do want to show your moral compass and you will opt in to national redress.